CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In just a few hours, the iconic ball drop in New York's Times Square will ring in the new year. New York City police are on high alert, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The NYPD is going to take no chances, and they're asking for the public's engagement. We've seen that in a recent example during the Luigi Mangione manhunt. If you see something, say something, tell a police officer. There will certainly be plenty of them around here, even starting right now.
And law enforcers say there are no credible or specific threats. The Treasury Department is issuing sanctions against outfits in Russia and Iran for trying to interfere in the 2024 U.S. election, singling out an organization of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and a Moscow-based affiliate of the main Russian intelligence service and its director. A team of U.S. investigators, including reps from Boeing, have examined the site of that jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. A down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As the holiday travel season winds down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of neurovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates, and RSV cases are low but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents travel to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The North End Snowshoe Classic is scheduled to take place as usual in Cable this weekend. Organizers from the North End Ski Club say they believe there will once again be snow on the ground for this year's event after being forced to convert the 2024 iteration of the race into a trail run due to the persistent mild conditions. There will be a 5K race and 10K race on Saturday starting at the North End Trailhead. The races will be open to the public for participants of any skill level. Parts of the North End Ski Trail will also be closed temporarily. The Pioneer Village Museum Board is looking for support from the community as they pursue a $2.5 million building project. According to organization officials, the project would host a welcome center, new offices, and a gift shop at the Barron County Museum, as well as a storage facility that meets the special air quality requirements needed to store historical artifacts. The museum board is looking for donations to help them achieve those goals, and contributions can be mailed directly to their facility marked for the building project. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, we're juiced up, get a chance to win the game, but we can't wait for the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, pick up blitzes better, run the ball, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries are possible through the afternoon, cloudy skies, and a high near 29. Northwest winds about 15 miles per hour. Still a bit breezy tonight with a few flurries, a low of 15. Cloudy skies on New Year's Day with a high near 20. 16 for Thursday.
Currently 26 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question. Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy, happy New Year's Eve to us all. Just PS on the board. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. That's right, we're here. We're in the building.
I don't know, and we're so happy about it, aren't we, Dom?
We certainly are. Well, we get to hang out with all you fine folks, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. You know, you can eat your cutout Christmas cookies and listen to the radio, listen to
multitask.
The podcast. Yeah, that's right. You can do all the things, and we appreciate you being a part with us today. There is some news that kind of leftover news we didn't get to yesterday that we will get to. And also, we're going to try to have a little bit of fun. Just promises me we're going to have fun today.
That's we're going to have fun, damn it.
We're going to have fun whether you like it or not. And, you know, I always love this time of year from the reporting, you know, all the things, the lookbacks, the looking forward. We're going to get to a couple of those topics as well. Our buddy Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the winners and losers from a topsy-turvy year in Wisconsin politics. I thought that was a pretty good one. We'll get there. Also, from the Cap Times, top Wisconsin political stories to watch in 2025. A few notable comments there, but the number one, a Trump administration. Well, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You think? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No. Okay. All right. But they got to, you know, putting something out there. We got to talk about it. We'll talk about that as well. Axios put something out there that I thought was very interesting. 2024's chaotic news cycle in one chart. And they have a chart of the Google Trends for 2024.
Yeah, that one's neat.
News topics starting in January and kind of going through.
It's a good, concise look at the year.
It actually kind of makes me think, man, a lot has gone on.
Seriously.
And it's not slowing down. I'm just saying. No. It's not slowing down. And of course, some of the news specifically we didn't get to yesterday, talking about Trump and his losing his appeal of the $5 million E. Jean Carroll defamation sexual abuse case. Want to highlight some of the points on there as well. And again, we'll take some of your calls, 855-752-4842. And of course, it wouldn't be, you know, New Year's Eve, but we don't talk about the resolutions. Mm-hmm. Are you a resolutioner?
I am a moderate resolutioner.
A moderate resolution. So that's a yes. You are a resolutioner.
Yeah.
But to a lighter degree then, you know.
Right. I don't try to make it like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds and I'm going to become an Olympic athlete. What? Like,
Okay. That seems like that's too hard, or is it just like too far-fetched? You're not going to be disciplined enough?
It's too far-fetched. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I like to do resolutions, small ones, things that like, yeah, I can do that. I can walk around the block once a day. I can do that.
You can do. All right. Yeah. Something attainable.
Something attainable.
All right. We'll get to that. Lots of theories and comments on that as well. And I'll give you my interpretation. Also, another one I thought was real interesting from the Raw story, junk food companies freaking out as people on weight loss meds are eating better. And the numbers are astonishing. They're at the Raw story kind of summarizing a piece from the Washington Post. $419.16 reduction in food and drink purchases per home so far this year for folks that are on the weight loss drugs, GLP-1 medications. We'll get to that as well. I'm telling you, I think I could use some of that right about now. It's been pretty cookie filled. I'm like cookie monster over here. But let's start local. Let's start perhaps in our backyard. You can be a part as well. Again, 855-752-4842. It's the dead time. We gotta talk about the dead time.
Yeah, talk about it. It's dead week. Yeah.
The time between what?
Christmas and New Year's.
And New Year's. The dead week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we're working.
It's dead week, but I've never felt more alive.
Yeah. We're all gonna die. It's dead week, and we'll tell you what that means as well. But Bice over at the Journal Sentinel, winners and losers. I always love it when Bice does this. Let me jump into the list. Let's see. Winners. Brian Schimming and Ben Wickler. Wow, that's an interesting perspective. And I got to tell you, I think I agree here. Schimming and Wickler, the chair of the state GOP and state Democratic Party, respectively, walk away from the 2024 general election standing stronger than ever before, albeit for different reasons. Wickler's organizing and fundraising prowess has made him deservedly the hottest name in Democratic politics. Ooh, looking good, Ben. Mm-hmm. With his help, the Democrats flipped 14 legislative seats and removed the Republicans' supermajority in the state Senate. He's now hoping his sustained success can propel him to the head of the National Committee in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, yeah, so yeah. Ben's got his name in the hat, man.
He sure does, and he looks like a very strong candidate for the position. Our own Dan Schaefer has described him as this Goldilocks candidate, where he's not so far to the left margins that he can't negotiate with the centrists, that he has the appeal. He's got the experience, we know that, of turning this into a perpetual campaign and making sure that people are really connected and engaged, whether it's a presidential election year, whether it's a midterm year, or whether it's a year where you have a lot of local races.
So governance never goes away, nor do political parties. So they shouldn't. Indeed. Anyway. And when you helicopter in for, you know, 1 or 2 months every 4 years, that doesn't quite get it done.
Right.
And Dan's right. You're right, Jess. Ben has done a fine job at that. And some of the other folks, I forget the names that are out there, but I mean, obviously I have a bias towards Ben. And I think he's done a fabulous job, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin. And I like the fact his leadership style, his energy, he's contagious, man. You know, he sounds like he believes what he's saying. You know, and he talks
damn
about
it, he believes in it.
Yeah, I know, it's such a weird concept. I mean, are you getting paid to say that, man? No, I mean he really does, and I think that resonates. And you know, the vision and keeping this thing, you know, going all year round, it never ends. And we're gonna get to, you know, the spring election is one of the other things to look forward to in the Cap Times article 2025. We do have a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. I mean, it never stops.
It never ends.
Nor does Ben. So Bice, Ben says Ben is one of the winners. Also, Schimming, meanwhile, according to Bice, can point to Wisconsin going red in the closest presidential contest in the nation, defending all of the state's Republican incumbents in the U.S. House of Representatives and giving Baldwin the closest race of her career.
That's true.
Yeah, well, wasn't close enough. It wasn't. A loser, Tierman Spencer, this guy. Did any Milwaukee, nay, Wisconsin politician have a worse year? You know, when we were on Brady Street back in the resistance radio days, and he was running for this position, he came in, you know, he advertised, seemed like a normal cat. Yeah, no, not normal cat.
Not a normal cat.
Spencer began the year as the most controversial elected official in Brewtown, accused of everything from sexual harassment to letting his top deputy do private work on the city's dime.
Not ideal.
I mean, good work if you can get it. He received less than $5,500 from supporters for his reelection effort, forcing him to pump more than $15,000 of his own pocket into his campaign. Then State Rep Evan Goyku, who received nearly $100,000 from his backers, smoked the first term incumbent by 27 points in the April contest.
Yeah. Oof-da.
Go Evan.
Go Evan.
Now Spencer back in the public eye, having been charged with one felony count of misconduct in office and a misdemeanor for obstructing an officer, pleaded not guilty. His attorneys accused prosecutors of being publicity seekers, and
sure.
Spencer called the Journal Sentinel reporter a bigot. Spencer is black. It's a tired refrain from a guy who seems to think everyone else is responsible for his endless turmoil, Daniel Bice says of Tierman Spencer.
I love the way that Bice just... He just gets it, just right there.
Oh yeah, he wraps this one up nicely. Puts a nice bow on it.
He sure does.
Bice does. Winner Tammy Baldwin. Yes, yeah. of course. Madison Demme has now gone undefeated on the ballot for 38 years while running for post and everything from Dane County Courthouse to the U.S. Capitol. She's won her Senate contest in style, knocking off the state's most popular politician Tommy Thompson and one of the wealthiest in Eric Hovde. More on Hovde later. You know, this is a winners and loser article.
Sure,
I'll let you guess on where Eric Hovde is at. Our pal, Democratic consultant Joe Zepecki, said her razor-thin victory in November, even as Trump won statewide, should put Baldwin on the Mount Rushmore of modern Wisconsin politics alongside Robert La Follette, Tommy Thompson, and Gaylord Nelson. Tammy Baldwin, a winner, according to Daniel Bice. Also, Cavalier Johnson, David Crowley, Johnson was Milwaukee's mayor, and Crowley, Milwaukee County executive, got the legislature to sign off on sales tax increases for both jurisdictions to stave off budgetary freefalls. Thank you, Madison. Are you kidding me? And then won universal praise for the roles in helping secure the highly successful Republican National Convention for Milwaukee and welcoming GOP delegates here in July. Do we have a number on that yet? Have you seen?
I haven't. But you know what? It's been a good year for Milwaukee County. Overall, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, people come here. It's Milwaukee County.
It's Milwaukee, man.
Beautiful on the lake, man. Ugh. You know what they're doing wrong, though, is they're telling everybody. Don't tell them.
And
if you tell people, they're going to come here. And then with much local fanfare, Crowley went off and got his undergraduate degree. Now both are on the short list to be gubernatorial candidates in 2026 if Evers decides to give it up after two terms. That's a big if. Evers is going to run again, said one top Democrat. I'm confident. Even if he doesn't, he wouldn't let that be known until after the next legislative session so as to not become an immediate lame duck.
Yeah, I would agree with
some of the locals here again from Daniel Bice here in Milwaukee. Willie Hines Jr. Back in September, Hines, the embattled chief of Milwaukee's public housing agency, was asked if he planned to retire in the next 6 months. He said, "No, I do not. I have a lot of working years ahead of me. I'm a young man." And 3 months later, you guessed it, Hines, a former Milwaukee alderman, announced it was time for him to retire from the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee. Now, damn. Now, public housing residents and community organizers have been calling for Hines' resignation for more than a year since two federal audit reports detailing risk for serious fraud, waste, and abuse inside his agency became public. Now, Hines tried to clear up the confusion. What I said was I wasn't retiring, which is what I will say today. There are so many opportunities. I'm transforming from HACM, but there's so many tremendous opportunities within the city. Whatever you call it, Hines is getting a soft landing. And here's the winner part. Yeah. Way to go, Hines. City records show he will get a monthly pension estimated at over $11,000 for the rest of his life.
Damn.
That works out to a little more than $135,000 per year in retirement. Also, a lump sum payment of over $75,000 as part of the so-called global pension settlement. Whew. That's a big one. Some winners and losers. We have a couple of more. Tony Evers, he's on that list. We'll let you know what one he is. Also, Eric Hovde, Mike Gallagher. Oh, yeah, we got a few more. Daniel Bice over the General Sentinel. You folks, we're talking. We're reviewing the winners and losers of 2024. And which do you think is going to be the winner of 2025?
I know.
You know who it is?
Who?
This audience.
Yeah.
You are all going to be winners. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. We will continue on. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy New Year's Eve to us all. 855-752-4842. Looking back, reflecting on what happened in 2024 here in Wisconsin, specifically from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bice, giving us some winners and losers. I got to tell you, so far, I agree with most of these. We just got a few more. I want to put a button on this one. We talked about Willie Hines. Bice goes on to talk about Dan O'Donnell. He's a right-wing conservative talker. He's going to be taking over the post given up by Mark Belling, who's leaving after like 30 years to go to a podcast. Okay. But and it talks a little bit about that. But he also says that talks about Jay Weber, who is a conservative morning talker in WISN here in Milwaukee, gave some money to Walker and Schimmel, yada, yada. But he also says in notes, which I think is important, that Jay Weber, and this is, I remember when this happened, I was disgusted, was suspended for 2 weeks earlier this year after mocking the neurodivergent son of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Remember that?
I do remember that during the DNC.
And he got a two year vacation, a break. Mm-hmm. He was putting time out.
A little sabbatical. Think about what he did.
As Bice concludes in that portion of the article, let's assume Weber made it on Santa's naughty list this year.
Starting phone call.
Yep. Consider your sources, folks. Winner, man. Tony Evers. Yeah. My man. For Evers, being boring is good. It's his style. But the Democratic official has quietly had a good year. I mean, he is consistent. I mean, he sure is. And I think that's perhaps part of the success. Kind of slides.
Oh, absolutely. There's something so refreshing about just consistency.
Jazzed as hell.
A little bit of boring. Jazzed as hell.
I've been stealing that. You know,
I hadn't noticed.
I mean, he's the governor. If the governor can say it, you know. But as Bice writes, Evers also quietly had a good year. He's the most popular statewide elected official.
All right, man.
Wow, go Evers.
Go Tony.
His redistricting maps netted 14 legislative seats in a generally GOP year. He helped keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin through 2050.
Yeah, he did.
He defeated a proposed constitutional amendment to strip control of federal funds from the executive branch. Mm-hmm. And he's had multiple court victories. And he doesn't look a day older than when he was first elected state school superintendent in 2009. In other words, as Daniel Bice writes, the guy has looked like and sounded like your grandpa for the past 15 years.
Yes, he has.
For the record, he's now 73 years old.
I mean, he's been that way for 40 years.
Did all of a sudden he like turn 30 and just got old, got that old look, and that was
instantly.
It.
He woke up one day, and this is just how he looked.
He hasn't aged a day since 89. One Democrat said, hard to find an operative that doesn't want him to run again. He's got a relationship with voters that is genuine. Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Now, on the downside, Republicans point out he failed to deliver Wisconsin for Harris and still has to work with a GOP-controlled legislature. Besides that, their main critique seems to be that the governor doesn't get up as early as they'd like. Evers and his team can probably live with such criticism.
Probably.
Doesn't get up too early. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Tony. A loser, Mike Gallagher. Come on, Mike Gallagher. Now, he was a congressman up in the Green Bay area. As Bice writes, you shouldn't quit your elected office without giving the voters an explanation. You owe it to them. But Gallagher did just that, only later letting out that he had taken a job as head of defense with Palantir Technologies Incorporated, a firm co-founded by billionaire Peter Thiel. He also joined the venture capital group Titletown Tech, a joint venture with Microsoft and the Green Bay Packers. Gallagher, in short, walked out of his public job so he could cash in with the private sector.
Yeah, man, not a good look.
I think he was getting some death threats, too. Now, Bice didn't quite say that. He was critical of something Trumpy did. Uh-huh. So he was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. So I think that may have had something to do with it, Bice. Maybe you could have put that in there. But anyway, maybe it will work for him, Bice writes. Sean Duffy seems to be doing okay after abandoning his congressional seat before the term was up. He has now been selected as Trump's transportation secretary. And a few other winners and losers. Writes Priebus, loser, right. Door County. Door County apparently ended its streak of picking the winning presidential candidate after six cycles.
Wow.
Sauk County is now the bellwether, if you believe in such thing. The state Supreme Court only published 14 decisions this term. Maybe they should be getting up a little earlier. But according to Bice, that is a loser. Tony Weed, W-E-I-D, cool name, but Republican, a political newcomer, trounced two well-known Republican opponents with Trump's help to blow out his Democratic challenger in the general election. Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn co-founder, giving lots of money to the Wisconsin Democratic Party and then donating to a super PAC backed by Republican Nikki Haley. Let's just say, as Bice says, his money didn't return big dividends. Mm. The DCCC, Democrats put up retread candidates in the 1st, 3rd, and 8th congressional districts. All three losers ended up losing again. Yeah,
ouch.
That one hurts
that one
just a little bit. Winner, Robin Voss. What? Voss? He's become the Rasputin of Wisconsin politics.
He can't stay down.
No, man. No stopping the guy. In recent years, he has beaten back a well-funded opponent. He fended off two aborted recall efforts. He kept his leadership post despite new redistricting match. What can his foes do next? Question mark. And finally.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel evaluating, hell, the winners and losers from a topsy-turvy year in Wisconsin politics. He concludes this fine piece with the final loser.
The final loser.
Eric Hovde, not just a loser, a sore loser. Period.
That's, I mean, it. That's it. That's the end of article.
That's it.
So good.
Thank you, Daniel Bice, doing some of the hard work for us. Agree with most of it, but I would throw in the death threats that Gallagher got, you know, for, you know, whatever he was doing in office that might have had some motivation for him above and beyond the monetary payout. Dan Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Tony, the observation, Tony Evers has looked the same for 20 years, man. It's like, yep.
Sure has.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's just PS on the board. Now we're going to take a look forward. What are going to be the news stories in 2025? You can be a part, 855-752-4842. Hell, we don't just say the news. Sometimes we make the news. Come back with us.
I'm not afraid to You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in the recycling bin as they could cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickles down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Douglas County Department of Health and Human Services is notifying residents of a data breach allegedly involving a former employee. According to Department of Health officials, the former employee is accused of accessing patient records without authorization over the course of 21 months between August 2022 and May 2024. Officials are working to determine how many people were affected, but have already sent over 300 notification letters. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Superior Police Department assisted in the investigation. City of Duluth and St. Louis County officials are discussing plans to protect the Scandia Cemetery from further erosion. The location of the graveyard next to Lake Superior has caused serious shoreline erosion damage, even leading to some graves being unearthed over the summer. County officials have determined that a $2.5 million retaining wall is needed to protect the rest of the cemetery and plan to ask the state for environmental emergency funding to build it. City officials say the retaining wall would also protect nearby residential properties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries are possible through the afternoon. Cloudy skies and a high near 29. Northwest winds about 15 miles per hour. Still a bit breezy tonight with a few flurries, a low of 15. Cloudy skies on New Year's Day with a high near 20. 16 for Thursday.
Currently 26 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We are live. It is New Year's Eve, and we are partying with you. We're doing a little reflection on what went on in 2024. Maybe we're doing a little forward look.
Well, it's gonna, you got to look back. You got to look ahead. Yeah. Look around.
Come on. Look around. Start singing some Sticks. Can we just live in the moment? I mean, why do we always got to like look back and on and look forward? Can we just be here now? Let's just be here now.
Let's just
be here now. Can we do that?
Sure.
All right. We are here. You can join us as well. 855-752-4842. We like to be here in the now.
Mm-hmm. And the now is December 31st. We're looking back and forward.
All right. Okay. We look back. Daniel Bice, thank you for the Tony Evers. That was some good stuff.
That was.
Cap Times, their contribution, looking forward, the top Wisconsin political stories to watch in 2025. Yes, Wisco, you know it. And again, I appreciate the efforts, I guess, but the number, a second Trump presidency will have ripple effects.
No doubt. Yeah,
I mean, but it makes sense. I mean, it's Tammy Baldwin was a winner. That wasn't a big stretch for Bice.
Yeah,
And for the folks over at the Cap Times, a second Trump presidency will certainly have ripple effects.
That is true.
We don't need to get into it, but that was a topic. Another one, as we brought up earlier, we were talking about Ben Wickler, how important the state of Wisconsin is, and it never ends because we have an April election.
Sure do.
That will decide the high court's ideology. After the 2023 Supreme Court race saw more than $50 million in campaign spending and a heated battle for now Justice Jenna Protasiewicz's election to the bench, the state's highest court mulled over multiple deeply partisan cases. One of the newly liberal court's early decisions to led to a redrawn legislative districts, and the justices are expected to soon decide whether to alter abortion access in Wisconsin. As we all know, at least listeners of this fine network, Protasiewicz's election flipped the court's political makeup for the first time in more than a decade. Now, conservatives hope to win back the bench and curtail what they fear is liberal leading the litigation from the bench on issues ranging from abortion and education spending to executive powers and union bargaining. Wisconsin voters are sure to face another pricey and contentious battle for retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's coveted seat. The election will take place April 1st of 2025. I mean, there's no break. No, there's no rest for the wicked. It just keeps on going.
Self-governance never
ends. And you can not participate, and you can shut it off and not vote and not care, but sooner or later, it's going to impact you. And if I always used to say, if you don't vote, you can't bitch. I'm just saying.
Hey, my dad says something similar.
Actually, a very wise man, your father. the election will take place April 1st. Already has two front runners in liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and conservative former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. The race expected to break the 2023 spending record. Again, that 23 spending record was $50 million. Now, Brad Schimmel, if you folks, now we were doing the shows back when Brad Schimmel was Attorney General. Oh, man.
You remember some lowlights?
He's just not good. He's not. I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy, maybe. I don't know. But no, was not a great attorney general. He got appointed to, Walker gave him a spot in Waukesha or something. Whatever. So it's the politicians doing the thing. They're trying to claw it back. I'm not sure how I feel about, as a candidate, I'm not a fan of Schimmel. So I think I think he's certainly beatable. I don't know who could be worse. I mean, literally, the guy came up when he ran.
I mean, they could bring someone in from California.
I mean, you got to have a lot of money, though. when he first ran, when he was running for attorney general, I think it was, and he was on, we were on iHeart back in the day, and we were in Madison, and he was on Vicki McKenna's show, I think. And she's asking him questions. I mean, like, hey, what's your website? You know what I mean? Like things like really basic stuff. And he didn't have squat figured out. No, he ended up winning. He got his ducks in a row. But like she ended that interview saying, well, if you're not ready for the job, maybe don't show up, and maybe some other folks will step up and run for office. So, I mean, apparently unimpressed, but they were all unimpressed with Trump at first too. And then they all came around. So,
yeah.
So that was, 15 years. That was a long time ago, 10 years ago, whatever. So Schimmel as a Supreme Court justice. Oh, God help us now. I mean, think Gableman.
Right.
Right. Maybe not as pugnacious.
Sure. Maybe not as overtly horrible.
Yeah.
You know, not quite as personally off-putting.
Right. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's been a while. I haven't seen Brad in a while.
So anyway, brushed up on it.
April 1st, folks, you get to decide.
Ain't no fool.
Yeah. Liberal Dane County judge. Yay, we love them. Susan Crawford versus Brad Schimmel. We'll have that conversation. I mean, that it starts. I mean, it's really here. Here we go. Mm-hmm. $50 million doesn't get spent in one day. That'll start ramping up, you know, probably halfway through next month.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, now you're going to see. You thought the ads were done? Oh, no.
You got a brief respite. Yes. That's all you get.
You get the, what was it called? Dead week?
Dead week.
Dead week. That's it.
Yeah.
No more. Now you're back on it.
A week to catch your breath and then back into the grind.
The good news is we never stop. Yes.
That's true. We just keep going.
We don't got to ramp up. We're already here. We're already in full sprint. Another one from the Cap Times to look forward to, at least here in the state of Wisconsin, lawmakers facing off on the state budget. Ooh, that's going to be one. A little from the reporting. Cash is set to rule everything under the state Capitol Dome in 2025 when Evers and legislators try to hash out a budget for the next 2 years. The state budget is always a landmark document setting out a spending blueprint for Wisconsin government agencies. The budget debate will also highlight different opinions about how Wisconsin should spend a $4 billion surplus.
Mm-hmm. With a B, that is billion.
Billion.
Uh-huh.
I think some roads and some universities need funding. I think there's some things we could do.
I mean, Dr. Jill Underley, our state superintendent of public instruction, has a plan for an enormous injection into our public education system. She's laid it out. Robin Voss has said it's probably dead on arrival, but we the people can have something to say about that.
We certainly can. You know, and the fact that, you know, everyone going to referendum to fund, as we talked about on the show before, just operational expenses. I mean, these aren't capital expenditures.
Keep the lights on.
Right? You know, at some point, they should maybe, you know, distribute, use some of the money that they've taxed and collected to support that. So people, you know, that's the problem. These leaders, quote unquote, these representatives don't want to make the tough decisions on taxes. They just don't want to touch it. And so now we have this weird referendum thing where all of a sudden, you know, conservative counties and cities are going to referendum to fund operations. So,
right. And like they are choosing to raise their own taxes. They are choosing to fund their school systems, but it's not sustainable. Absolutely not sustainable.
A host of other spending questions to resolve. Legislators will need to figure out how much state aid should flow to K-12, as mentioned. Many districts, including Madison, are asking voters to increase taxes to help them make ends meet. The universities of Wisconsin want a major funding increase despite skepticism from GOP legislators. Well, of course, there's an education funding bill they don't want to cut. Education never did me no good. Mm-hmm. And them books, they were the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Evers will present his budget proposals to lawmakers in February or March. Then the legislature's powerful budget writing committee will present its own idea later in the spring. The final product is usually hashed out over the summer, though it could take longer. And finally, let's see what else we got. Oh, some constitutional amendments. Well, you know, that's coming. You know how the Republicans roll there. And the 2026 midterms start taking shape. What? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We'll skip over that part. But yeah, it's already, I mean, once we get through April 1st, I mean, 26 is not that far away.
Not that far away.
So it never ends, folks. I know you think it's dead week, but it ain't. And as I mentioned, will Wisconsin lead National Democrats? Wickler trying to be the chair of the Democratic National Committee. We wish him well, and I hope he gets it. I'd love to have a local boy making it big. And
miss him big time, but man, he could do some good for us.
Yeah, he could. And he's got some skills I think they need. And we'll see what the competition looks like. Again, I don't want to throw names up, but I did see a couple of the other folks. I was like, meh. Meh, meh, meh. So that's what we have to look forward to in the coming new year. 855-752-4842. You know, just real quick, on the last segment, we played some Fall Out Boy as the outro.
Yeah.
And in the last, like, verse of the song, the lyric, he's like,
I set my clocks early because I know I'm always late.
I never understood that concept. If you are the one setting the clock early, you know what the real time actually is. I set the clock early 5 minutes. So when you look at the clock, you think to yourself, wow, it's 5 minutes earlier than it says. How does, do you do that?
I do. I keep some of my clocks early. I keep my car clock.
Wait, some of them?
Some of them.
Come on. Is it consistently early on all the clocks, or do you like mess with yourself?
No. I mess with myself a little bit. So the oven clock is set like 3 or 4 minutes early because that's the one that I'm looking at as I'm getting ready for the day. That's the one that I'm looking at as I'm getting my lunch ready, as I'm packing my bag, finishing morning chores and all of that. So I see it and I'm like, ah, crap, I got to get out. I got to get out. Gets me out of the house roughly on time. My car clock.
So it allows you to be 3 minutes late to the clock then? I mean, how do you adjust your schedule based on knowing you have the early clock?
I pretend that I don't know.
Oh, you pretend you don't know.
Okay. I pretend I don't know.
Okay. So you give yourself a little window.
I give myself a little bit of a window. My car clock, when I got the car, was set 2 minutes early, and I've just never changed it because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That'll work for me.
Okay.
That'll work for me. And you know what? One of my special talents is being somewhere exactly on time. Maybe it's because of the clocks.
Maybe it's because of who I am.
I don't know. But yeah, I do set my clocks just a little bit early. I don't know if it actually does something or if it's just one of my own neuroses that I just hold on to and refuse to give up.
So strange.
Yeah.
Steph does it. Well, do you have like an Apple Watch or any of those kinds of things that are like connected to the internet that
I've got a Fitbit that drifts a little bit if I don't, you know, sync it up with my phone.
Okay.
But it actually drifts late, so it messes me up.
See, this is what
messes me up.
So Steph does it in her car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 7-8 minutes. It's, you know, it's not just
is
like,
it consistent? Does she keep it that early?
Yes, it's always. But I don't drive her car often.
Sure.
So sometimes I get in and wait.
Is she early or on time to things?
Oh, she's great.
She's an event planner.
Yeah. She's on time. She's early.
Yeah.
The best thing for me, radio. I mean, before I started doing this thing, you know, 12, 13 years, because, you know, 4 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock. You know, you got to, the mics go on, someone's got to say something.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten really, really good. Like, literally, it was Dominic time. Like, my family and siblings and, you know, and friends would say Dominic time because it was Dominic time.
Would they tell you to be at something, you know, 15, 30 minutes they actually wanted you to be there?
Oh, you're like trying to get out of a segment and pretending there's only so much time left and there's really more time left? Like that?
Who would do that?
Yeah,
Who would do that?
Like that kind of thing? Talking to you, Jess.
I still remember, like, we'd been working together for, like, a month, and you just were like, the times that you're giving me, those of you who watch our streams, you can see me put up my hands to give
She's
Dom
lying.
Some time.
She lies to me.
He's like,
as a general course of our working relationship, I get lied to.
Are the times that you're giving me, are those accurate? Nah, man. Why not? Because I tried to give you the accurate time, and it wouldn't go out right.
Radio has been the best thing for me. Always on time. Oh, I mean, it was so long. And I think one time I missed. I was out talking to some sales folks at the old radio station, and I got involved in the conversation.
Yeah.
But Mike was there. So, you know, you start without you. When you get a partner, it's a little easier. But I've grown professionally.
Well, that's good.
Certainly haven't matured, but I realize
we're gotten taller.
Hey,
you're working on it. I am working on it.
Hey, don't give it all away. One of my New Year's resolutions: I'm going to grow 6 inches, so I don't have to lose 20 pounds. I got a plan, folks. You got to have a plan. Come back with us 855-752-4842. Axios highlighting Google Trends for 2024 news topics. We'll revisit that as well.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy New Year Eve to us all. 855-752-4842. Reflecting, looking back, looking forward, living in the present. Mm-hmm. We're all over the board over here, folks. Still a little mad you lied to me about time. You deserve it. I do it because I love you. Yeah.
Hey, it works.
It works. Yes. We do get out and we do get back in. Thank you, Jess.
We
do. I couldn't do it without you.
Uh-huh.
2024 is chaotic news cycle in one chart. Well, charts don't translate very well on the radio, but the names and the topics are very easily translatable.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah,
if
there
you want to check it out, you can.
Check it out. Civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks. Also, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just look for the Dom Salvia Show.
Oh, yeah, my big smiling face.
Yeah.
Google Trends for 2024 news topics from January 1st to December 15th. Oh, we're leaving a couple out here, but we'll backfill that in the next hour. And I had to like kind of re-look up just a couple, but we do news and
our attention went far and wide.
Oh, yeah. So the first one listed, Claudine Gay. I was like, never recognize the name, but so she was the president at Harvard and ended up resigning because of all the protests.
The campus protests and whole mess of Congress depositions and
all those woke university people. Mm-hmm. Like I said, education never did me no good.
Yeah. And them books was the worst.
Them books was the worst. another one on the list, Google Trends, Jeffrey Epstein list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Where is the list? The guy had like this private island. I'm sure it was bugged and cameraed all over with the freak that he was.
Yeah.
Where's all that information? Anyway, that was a big one back in January as well. Taylor Swift.
Pretty consistent throughout the year.
She was very consistent. Mm-hmm. I think, Matt, that was back in the early part of the year. That was the whole football time. She was dating the dude, right?
So
that was more, January-ish of early in the year. Alexei Navalny. This was the Russian dissident who ended up dying in prison. Started out the year, Kate Middleton, I believe that would have been her cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
All right. So she was
the whole internet is trying to find out what happened to Kate Middleton. Stupid. Just Let the woman be.
I know. Got to fill the time. The whole pop culture thing. Yeah, no, and don't even get me started on you know, monarchy and all that. Oh, come on, people. This is so weird. It's so strange to me. This is a terrible one here. The Baltimore Bridge collapse. That was a tragedy. Yes. I remember watching that. And you see the poor guys that are, you know, working. Immigrant labor, perhaps. Working 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, in their trucks, eating, getting the thing. You see the trucks going in. I mean, just terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible circumstance. And now I think the Republicans have played some politics with that one, right?
Sure did.
Oh, never let a good disaster go to waste, folks.
Never.
What else? Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried. This is the cryptocurrency.
Crypto,
yeah, he was a doozy. There's a lot of conversation about him earlier in here. Caitlin Clark. Now, this was the basketball player playing for Iowa. She's pro now. Lots of conversation about her and her impact on women's sports. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the games that she's been in, and they got a little chippy. My impression was, like anything, you know, some of the other players were like, well, you're not the first one doing this.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
welcome to the party, pal. You know, some hard fall.
Party's been going.
Yeah, we've been going on. But certainly did bring it to a forefront, perhaps like never before. O.J. Simpson. What? We're still talking about O.J.? That must have been when he died, right?
That was when he died.
And a solar eclipse around the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
I do remember that. Oh, that was good.
Israel and Gaza. Well, that's...
Throughout the year.
Throughout the year. And, of course, the campus protests. Oh, some Northern Lights. Drake. I don't think Drake University. I think Drake, like rapper Drake.
Rapper Drake.
And what, like Kendrick Lamar battle?
Right. I think that's kind of his only relevance.
Scottie Scheffler. This is the pro golfer that got arrested.
Oh, that I don't recognize that name.
I had to look it up. I remember the story. It was very brief. There's a little dip in here.
All
right. Rafa, Hunter Biden. Biden's age. Oh, gosh. That one is pretty consistent. It kind of bumped up again in November for some reason. Of course, Trump being shot. That was a big one. Project 2025. Also, CrowdStrike. That was the hack. Big news story. J.D. Vance, when he came out, that became a big story.
Right. He went from a pretty unknown name to, you know, he skyrocketed in the national face.
Goth is back, baby. The eyeliner, man. I'm telling you. I should wear some eyeliner. What else we got? The Secret Service. Oh, they were messing around a little bit. Joe Biden makes sense. Oh, the Olympics, man. I love the Olympics. I had so much fun.
Olympics are good.
Yeah. Do you watch the Olympics? Do you make a point?
I try. I didn't watch as much this cycle as I wanted to.
Let's see. Tim Walz. Yes, of course.
Man.
When Coach Tim came out, he was a big news story. Of course, Hezbollah and the pagers. That was a big news story. Hurricane Helene. The Menendez brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's still going on, right? They it's still going on. Okay. Diddy, and that's also still going on. Lots of attention here as of late. Also followed up by must have been the first cases against him. Eric Adams, mayor of New York, leaning conservative these days. You know how it is when you get arrested for stuff. Hurricane Milton, Yahya Sinwar, he was assassinated or murdered, killed by the Israelis. Liam Payne, the artist that fell out the window. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson back in the news. I don't know how I feel about that. The fight, the history, it's just strange. I did see like a 12-year-old interview him. That was pretty interesting. Wicked, Notre Dame, Luigi Mangione, and wrapping up, Google Trends of 2024 News Topics. The drones. I told you, Jess, the drones. What happened
What's
to the drones?
What's going on with the drones?
Come back with us. Happy, happy New Year's Eve, 855-752-4842.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible,
Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's a new year in Syria. People in Damascus celebrating 2025 after rebels recently threw out the country's longtime dictator. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city is ready for New Year's Eve.
We want everyone across the city to have a good time, to have a safe night tonight in the greatest freaking city in the world, the city of Chicago.
His honor says that violent crime in the city fell in 2024. Homicides down 8%, the lowest since before COVID. Shootings down 7%. President Biden has been briefed on the widespread power outages across Puerto Rico, federal help being offered. Tributes to the late President Jimmy Carter pouring into his small hometown, Plains, Georgia. Black ribbons are hung alongside U.S. flags. A state funeral will be held January 9th at National Cathedral in Washington. Wall Street major indexes end the year down for the day, but substantially up for the year. This is ABC News.
I'm James.